Today we pray for the tearing down of strongholds in our unsaved neighbors, co-workers, classmates, teammates, people we volunteer with or do hobbies with. How many of us know our neighbors by name? How many of us pray for them? Or those that you go to at the gym and see on a regular basis? How about your coworkers? Hopefully you know their names. And classmates, teammates, you should. But what about people you volunteer with or do hobbies with? When Jesus said the harvest is plentiful and to pray for more laborers, he was pointing to all those people in our area of influence. We know that many have strongholds, arguments they use to say no to the gospel. But we have the greatest weapon, the Word of God. Today we will pray some scriptural prayers. There is a blank to insert the names of those you know in your sphere of influence. Let's pray this year you will have divine conversations with them, emboldened by the power of the Holy Spirit, and their arguments will be destroyed to make room for the Lord of Lords. So, Father, we lift up our neighbors, co-workers, classmates, teammates, people that we see on a regular basis. We pray first that we would get to know them, create relationships. We know relational evangelism is powerful in your sight. But we also come against those strongholds. You said that we pray right now that's the evil spirits that are operating in the lives of our neighbors, blinding them to the gospel. We pray their names right now that would be rendered useless, and that we bind them and that they would belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that they would desist in their maneuvers. We pray that the Word of God and every other voice that they've heard over the years through whatever tool, technology, person, that it will come back to their minds. We pray, God, for laborers to go into each of their lives, including ours. We pray for divine appointments, divine revelation, divine words to say. We pray for the boldness to speak to them powerfully, and that it would help them to receive the message of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that you say in your word, you desire all people to be saved and come into the knowledge of truth. So we bring them before you this day. We put their names in. We break the power of Satan from his assignments and activities in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, while Satan is bound, we ask that you send forth the perfect laborers and or ourselves to share the good news of the gospel in such a way that they will, my neighbor, friends, etc., will listen and understand it. As the truth is ministered, we believe that you will open their eyes to the gospel, that they will come out of the snare of the devil and make Jesus Lord. We ask you, Father, that you will fill them with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And as we intercede, we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is activated. And from this moment on, we praise you and thank you for their salvation. In advance, we thank you for the harvest that's coming in. We are confident that you're alert and active, watching over your word to perform, and it will not return to you void. It will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the things to where you have sent it. You who have began a good work in their lives, you will perform it and bring it to full completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name.